Now, headlines about mass shootings in America are becoming almost as commonplace as headlines about rulings against the public protector in South Africa. As of the end of July, the count stood at 248 incidents in which four or more people had been shot. And by our count, at least another 19 have been added to that list this month alone. It is an extraordinary figure to wrap your head around. The death toll is over 250, more than 1,000 people injured in those shootings this year alone, and it's only August. Now, with every new incident, there is a predictable amount of finger pointing about who is to blame. And commentators point to everything from the gun control laws to modern parenting styles to divisive political rhetoric, opioid epidemics, not to mention the depressing economic prospects for young people. So there are many, many different directions to look in when you're looking for somewhere to attribute blame. But increasingly, we're also hearing a train of thought which says, ooh, blame the violent video games. Young people spend so much time shooting things up online, it's only a matter of time before they start doing the same in real life. Just to give you one concrete example here. In the wake of the recent El Paso shooting, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said the following: "We've always had guns, we've always had evil, but I see a video game industry that teaches young people to kill." Is this a genuine cause for concern, or is this just a convenient scapegoat to point the finger away from the hard soul searching that needs to be done about asking where the blame really lies and what needs to be done to stop this scourge of mass shootings? On the line with me is someone who's been taking a very scientific approach to that question. Maya Mather is a postdoctoral researcher in biostatistics at Harvard University, and she and her colleague Tyler van der Wiel published a paper recently on the influence of violent video games on behavior. It appeared in the July 2019 issue of Perspectives on Psychological Science. And I'm really delighted to have Maya on the line with us now. Maya, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
If I understand correctly, this was a meta-analysis. In other words, you were looking at existing studies that other people had carried out and seeing what dots could be connected there. You weren't actually conducting further additional research yourself. Is that correct?
That's right. And this was actually almost a meta-analysis, in that what we were doing is taking existing meta-analyses, which were attempts to kind of statistically synthesize the evidence on violent video games and aggression. And we were then actually looking at what we can learn from all of these existing meta-analyses combined.
Okay. Now, when we talk about existing research, I'm curious to know how researchers investigate this. How do you tell whether there is a link between violence online and aggressive behavior in the real world?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So there are kind of two general types of studies that are done. The first is experimental lab studies. So this is where you bring subjects into the lab and you have them play a violent video game, or you have them not play a violent video game and you randomize them to one or the other. And then you measure some kind of simple proxy measure of aggressive behavior. These take a lot of different forms, but it's often some kind of task that the subject does in the laboratory that has something to do with aggression. The other type of study that's done is what's called observational. And this is where you don't actually assign people to play video games or not, but you look at their actual personal history of having played or not played these games. And then again, try to look at the association of that with some measure of how aggressive that person has been. So there's these two different types of evidence.
Okay. And I mean, how much evidence did you have access to? How many studies were you looking at conducted over what sort of time frame?
Yeah, so we looked at three different meta-analyses that have been performed, and in aggregating them, we had a combined 75, 166, and 25 studies from each of those three.
Okay, now let's talk about what they showed, because you, as you said, you were drawing on a huge variety of different studies in this meta-analysis. Did you find common findings across all of those studies, or were there significant points of diversion between them?
Yes, in fact, we found fairly consistent evidence. And this was interesting because in this field, these different analyses have been generally interpreted as yielding conflicting conclusions, with some meta-analyses seeming to show that there was really no association between violent video games and aggressive behavior, and others seeming to show the opposite. Now, what we found was that in reanalyzing these meta-analyses actually are, in some sense, pretty consistent in their conclusions. They all seem to suggest that across a variety of different studies and settings, the video games are associated with increased aggressive behavior, but it's also important to note that they also all agree that the effects are almost always quite small in size.
Okay, so that's a really big statement there, because a lot of people will attach themselves to the first part of that comment, that there is evidence to suggest that there is a link. But the second part is really important, that it is a very small link. Not if I'm understanding correctly, it's not to the point that you can point to somebody who has taken a gun into a school and opened fire to say, yep, yeah, person played too much, spent too much time playing video games.
So I think it's actually a rather complicated and nuanced issue. So my own take is that this literature really actually says very little about violent video games and mass shootings. We just aren't really at the point. We haven't done the type of work that really would tell us whether video games are or aren't linked to mass shootings. There's a couple of reasons for that. One is that even if you have these small effect sizes for something, for an exposure like violent video games that is something that many, many people, thousands of people across the country, for instance, are exposed to, it's possible that even if the effects on any given individual are quite small, it may be that in aggregate over that whole population, you actually have something that's capable of, you know, ultimately shifting behavior a little bit in a meaningful way. But the other thing that's important to note is that these studies just aren't designed to look at mass shootings as an outcome measure. I mean, so I mentioned, for instance, the lab-based studies. A lot of these have outcome measures that are things like how much hot sauce does a subject choose to put on someone else's meal? And that's a measure of aggressive behavior tendencies. Now, as you can see, this is pretty far removed from something like becoming a murderer.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not something that we can measure in the lab. So I just want to caution that even though this violent video game literature has been invoked with respect to these mass shootings, it's really not equipped to tell us much at all about mass shootings.
Okay, so how do you feel then about the fact that a lot of politicians are jumping on this particular bandwagon and pointing their fingers quite emphatically in this direction, saying there, that's the red flag we should be addressing? Do you think it's exploitative? Do you think it's scapegoating behavior? Or do you think perhaps they're doing it maybe just extrapolating from something that, yes, needs to be looked at?
Yeah, I think it's entirely too speculative to say that violent video games are the cause of mass shootings. I also think it's entirely too speculative to say that they are not the cause of mass shootings. It is an empirically tractable question, and I think it's something that can and should be investigated scientifically. But again, the literature that we have on violent video games is not really the right place to turn to actually see whether mass shootings are being caused by violent video games.
Okay, so where does that leave us? Maya, I don't know if you're a parent yourself or if you have a view on what would be the correct way forward for parents who are concerned about the games that their children are playing and how long they're spending online, etc. Would you be happy to let your kids play a video game that has a relative amount of violence in it, or would it change your perspective on either the content of what they're engaging with or the quantity of time they're spending?
Yeah, so I'm not a parent, but I mean, my take is that we're still in a pretty early phase in understanding what's going on here. I think we have suggestive evidence that there may be some effect on aggressive behavior, but again, I don't think we're at the point where we can really make practical recommendations either on a societal level or on the level of parenting an individual child with respect to these findings. The other thing that's very important to note is that, and this is something that we talk about a lot in our research, is that these findings are heterogeneous across studies and even probably across individuals. So what that means is that it's possible that the effect of games on one child is different from on another child. It could be that different games have different effects. And so it's just because we have kind of these overall population level averages that we get from looking at all of the evidence to date, that doesn't really tell us what to do with any particular person or child.
Maya Martha, thank you so much for those comments. Postdoctoral researcher in biostatistics at Harvard University. Really appreciate your time this afternoon, or this morning as it is for you. Thanks for the early wake-up call.